The PAM 8403 amplifier, as described on the auction site, works in Class D, which suggests energy saving, while the 5-volt power supply and 2x3-watt power allows it to be powered from, e.g., a power bank. You can find the modules by searching for the phrase in stores and auction portals, PAM 8403. 2x3-watt power should be sufficient for small, portable audio devices. After connecting 8-ohm 10-watt speakers and powering the system, there was a low noise in the speakers, despite the lack of an input signal. Without connected speakers, the system consumed 5 milliamps. After connecting 8-ohm speakers, the power consumption increased to 13 milliamps, without input signal. The listening test was successful. The sound was acceptable, but slightly different than from the analog amplifier in the AB class. My musical hearing is rather digital. I recognize when there is or no music, and the subject of audio is foreign to me. I focused on the performance and properties of the PAM 8403. I envisioned the Class D amplifier as a properly controlled buck converter and was surprised by the lack of inductance on the amplifier module board. I count on comments and suggestions from people dealing with audio topics. Instead of speakers, I connected 8-ohm resistors, and here is a big surprise. Power consumption increased to 132 milliamps. Connecting the 4-ohm resistors resulted in a current consumption of 152 milliamps. Apparently, loudspeaker inductance plays an important role in the performance of an amplifier. Ultimately, the tests took place after connecting 4-ohm resistors to the amplifier output. After checking with an oscilloscope what is happening at the output of the amplifier in the absence of a signal, it was explained why there is low noise in the speakers. A waveform with a frequency of several hundred kilohertz is visible. We feed the input of the amplifier with a sinusoidal signal, 1 kHz, 100 mV pp. The output is a modulated waveform of high frequency. Connecting a loudspeaker instead of a resistor changes the shape of the output waveform. The subject of audio is strange to me, but this is not how I imagined the operation of a high-efficiency amplifier. Does every Class D amplifier produce such chaff at the output? Does PAM 8403 work in Class D? Let's compare the operating characteristics of the PAM 8403 with another Class D amplifier, TDA-8932. The first attempt, the module with TDA-8932, in the absence of an input signal, consumes 46 milliamps invariably, regardless of whether the output is connected to a loudspeaker, 8-ohm, or a resistor, 8-ohm, or 4-ohm. The inductances are visible on the PCB. Let's give the sine at the input, and at the output we get the expected sine wave instead of the chaff. The trial with TDA-8932 brought me out of the shock of PAM 8403. TDA-8932 was powered by 15 volts, drawing 0.852A at an output voltage of 9.40 volts at a resistance of 8 ohm, simulating a loudspeaker. A kilohertz sine wave at the input. You can estimate the power supplied to the amplifier, approximately 12.78 watts. The output is approximately 11.05 watts. ES efficiency, approximately 86%. We return to PAM 8403 with a similar test and 5-volt power supply connected with 4-ohm resistors. The results will probably be distorted as the amplifier expects a loudspeaker to be connected. But let's see what we get. In addition, it is difficult to say what measurement error will be introduced by the multimeter with such chaff at the output of the RMS amplifier may not work properly. With an output voltage of 1 volt, we get 2 times 0.25 watts, i.e. a total output power of 0.5 watts. The supplied power per input is 5 volts times 0.327A equals 1.635 watts, which gives an efficiency of approximately 30%. With an output voltage of 2 volts, we get a total output power of 2 watts. The supplied power to the input is 5 volts times 0.711A equals 3.555 watts, which is approximately 56% efficiency. The system is warm, with an output voltage of 3 volt. We get a total output power of 4.5 watts. The supplied power to the input is 5 volts times 1.273A equals 6.365 watts, which gives the efficiency approximately 71%. The system is very warm. When we exaggerate with the amplitude of the input signal, we get the following waveform at the output and probably quite a lot of distortion. When comparing PAM8403 with TDA8932, the O